The Washington Post reports today that the Bush administration is concerned that al-Qaeda terrorists may be planning attacks against vitally important computer systems in the United States. Such attacks could include disabling or sabotaging computers that control power stations, dams, and transport or communications grids. But according to the paper, various security agencies have not reached a consensus on how big or imminent the threat of such attacks is. The Post reporter on the story is Barton Gellman. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're not talking about a simple computer virus here.
No, this has very little resemblance to the kind of disruption you get and the financial damage from viruses and worms. It has to do with taking advantage of the meeting places between computers and the physical structures that they control. So there are digital devices that control the floodgates in a dam, for example, or an electrical substation handling 300,000 volts of power.
Why is the administration so worried about cyber terrorism now? Wasn't this a possibility considered before?
Well, it's a relatively recent phenomenon, number one. There have for a long time been digital controllers or remote control for physical structures, but it's only recently that the majority of them are being connected to the Internet. But there are also issues having to do with al-Qaeda intentions. They have found evidence that al-Qaeda is using sort of surveillance and reconnaissance techniques against these networks, that they're interested in learning how to program the special digital controllers that run them, and that they've talked about hiring hackers for sale to speed up their capabilities in this area.
Do they have the know-how and the means to carry out such attacks?
I'd say they're probably about halfway up the scale in terms of the sophistication of their threat, and they're way up there at the top in terms of intentions. And what people who do this in the FBI and other agencies tell me is that they don't at all discount that al-Qaeda could do it.
What kind of countermeasures are being taken by the Bush administration?
Well, first of all, it's hardening and patching up every flaw it can find in federal government computers. The trouble is that something like 90% of the what they call the critical infrastructure in this country is owned in the private sector. And so they're essentially out there stumping, asking private companies to increase their attention and their spending on computer security. They're also starting to think about insider threats. So they're asking companies in critical industries whether they would consider sending along names of their key employees so that the government can screen those against, for example, a terrorist watch list.
Are they beginning to question the faith they have in computers?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think anyone who's thought about information assurance, information security, realizes that the more we depend on these complex networks, the more it's possible they could be turned against us.
I mean, your story points out that 4 years ago, a 12-year-old gained complete control of the Roosevelt Dam, which holds 489 trillion gallons of water.
That's right. There are these disturbing cases. There was also a teenager who accidentally switched off the runway lights and the communications in the control tower at a small regional airport in Worcester, Massachusetts, also a couple of years ago. He didn't even know he had done it. He was just playing around, trying to intrude into a system. The risks are real that someone who does know where they're going can cause quite a bit of trouble. I should mention that the scenario they're most concerned about is the combination of a cyber and a physical attack. I mean, no one thinks right now that al-Qaeda can sort of turn off the American power grid or do any lasting damage to infrastructure by pushing a button in cyberspace. What they can potentially do is interfere with electricity just at the time when they're mounting some other kind of an attack, and that would compound the effects.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Barton Gellman of The Washington Post.